you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. As America burns, we come to you. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
What G'day, a weekend. We're going to catch up with everything that occurred over the weekend very soon. There's been space launches. There's been rioting. There's been no sign of Donald Trump. There's been so much going on. Dave, you've done a Rob Thomas spectacular. So much to wade through. What a weekend. But we'll get to that in just a moment. What else is on today, Jane?
We're going to be chatting with Lloyd Langford, catching up with him. He's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
All right. Cannot wait.
He's a funny Welshman, by the way.
We just can't to let wait. You know. Apocalypse Watch will be back up and running. Monkeys are stealing blood samples. If you need a sign of the apocalypse, this is it.
I get creeped out when I hear monkeys are on the warpath. They're going to take over the world.
Check, please. It's all over.
Hey, we're checking in with Limo as well, which is great. And I have just seen this afternoon a picture on his Instagram. All's well with the world. He's been at a restaurant having a meal.
Is it a trucker restaurant? Because he looks like a trucker stroke prawn fisherman at the moment. Is he wearing a baseball cap?
He was,
he's wearing a baseball cap. Yeah.
I think so.
Do you have his napkin tucked into his top button? I'll bet you did.
I think he looked pretty good. He had a glass of red wine, that much I remember.
Hey, enjoying a lunch with
I've
his
got
long-suffering wife.
Oh, poor Kelly. Yeah. I call BS, as you know.
What? I love it when you do this, by the way.
I'm going to give you three words, all right, to tantalise everybody so you stick around.
Yep.
Denya sex tape.
Hang on a minute.
Okay. I got one question. Am I in
all
it?
Right. You might very well be.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Jane, did I hear you correctly? Did you get up to watch the space launch?
I did. I am a NASA freak. I love
Yes,
I love everything to do with it.
In space, no one can hear you say, what a bunch of nerds. That's all I'm saying. It just gets nerdier and nerdier, this space vision. Yes, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. A song whistle will be back and up and running. But what a weekend. I'm a little tired because I've just been watching round-the-clock coverage of what's going on in America. Wow. Mm. What
How
a moment
can you watch
in history.
It actually is so distressing, Mick. Writing makes me feel sick.
Yeah, writing is a symptom of an even sicker act, which is the sanctioned killing of a black man. And I can't believe this hasn't got to this stage earlier. Anyway, we'll cover it in just a moment. What's been the highlight for you guys? What have you been doing?
Well, I really enjoyed, and congratulations to Dangerous Dave, who hosted Garage Session with Rob Thomas.
Okay.
And on Saturday morning, it was 10 a.m. our time. It was 8 p.m., was it, Rob Thomas' time,
in New York,
Dave?
Yeah.
In New York.
Doddle for him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He was in his basement, wasn't he? You described the scene, Dave.
Yeah, so he's got a unit in New York City, and downstairs in his basement's where he's got his sort of music studio set up. And he was, at the start of it, he was, because we sent over some Triple M merch for Rob as well, sort of as a design, so we could watch him. So he had like
a light. Did he wear a hat?
Didn't have a hat.
No, he didn't need to have a hat because he had all the Triple M stuff up everywhere.
And he was going, is this good here? Do I put it over here? He was sort of designing his little room for the Zoom, which was great.
It was so weird. It, honestly, it paid off because what the feeling was, and it was only 100 lucky people got to be involved and watch it. So it's like a massive Zoom party, right? And Rob's playing. It's like, seriously, he sat in your lounge room and just played for you. That's exactly how it felt, and he was awesome. I think we got a little bit of a clip, have we, about you having a chat with him, Dave?
Yep, here it is. You're even doing some home haircuts?
I did a home haircut. Taper a little on the side, bring it down a little on the top. And I just want to say that those people that cut your hair, they're miracle workers. It's not as easy. I had to go to the default and just shave it all off. It was the only way that I could survive. Well, something's in this world. Don't catch. Wait, here's the thing. I was starting to sing, and there's this beautiful person right now. You have this beautiful dog on your lap right now, and you were dancing, literally just entranced in the dog's eyes. And like it was hypnotizing me and putting me in this beautiful, beautiful place. So I apologize for just a second. Whenever I see a dog, I just lose my mind. What's the dog's name?
This is Chloe.
Chloe, this one's for you, Chloe.
And everybody was holding their dogs up, and so it was beautiful.
He's sing to the chicks, he's singing to the dogs, which is how much do you think we love him more?
Yeah.
That he
Indy was
the
on
dogs.
The video as well. She
Indy,
hopped up, didn't she?
Oh, I got beautiful. It well.
Who?
I couldn't put her on my lap.
Jane's dog.
My dog.
Oh, yeah,
Indy,
yeah.
She came
where
up.
Where was I when all this was happening?
Yeah, where were you?
Sound asleep, I'm predicting. I'd already been up for hours because I'd watched the space launch, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That all right, well, we'll get so to thrilling. That in not too far away from now. But when we come back, we'll talk about the big one, the weekend. America burns. There's so much going on. Every capital city in that state is under the pump, and the black community's had enough, clearly.
We'll hey, also it. Today, for all our callers to get through Mick and Jane, Temper Mattress have come on board and said, you know what? We are going to give you a $10,000 Temper Mattress.
What?
You've already got one, Dave.
I do. Prize includes the Queen Mattress, the Mattress Protector, the adjustable base, a couple of Temper pillows as well.
Yeah, baby.
So all our callers go into the draw, and Mick and Jane at the end of the week will announce who will win that prize, thanks to Temper.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've Lloyd Langford to join us this hour. We've got Limo in the second hour as well coming up. Kennedy Malloy.
It's a highly charged situation in America at the moment. Race relations have never been in a worse place. We're in a unique position in Australia because we can sit here and watch the whole thing unfold in the third person and slip between networks, between CNN and Fox, which have wildly differing perceptions. But basically, America's burning because a cop is, well, pretty much murdered. He's been charged with murder. Murdering
and a cop with form too, Mick.
A cop in broad daylight felt he totally empowered. And with the permission of three other policemen, think it's okay to murder a black man in broad daylight in front of people. Not surprisingly to me, this has caused... And by the way, the image that will stay with me forever and the most powerful image is that guy who's got his knee in the back of the black man's neck. He's got his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
He's got his hands in his pockets and he's looking to the crowd as if to say, yeah, what are you going to do about it? See this? I can do whatever I want. It's, to me, it's the hands in the pockets. It's like the casual way. The casual way I snuffed out a man's life and did it because I could.
And the guy at the time is also protesting. He's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, and calling for his mother. And that's why it's just some of the most distressing vision I've ever seen in my life.
The coroner's report comes in and says he kept his head on the knee. He kept his knee on his head for 2.5 minutes after he had passed out.
It gets to this point, Mick, in a sense that, honestly, it's not 1960. You think it's 1967, 68, 69 with riots, and it's 2020, and you can't believe that it's going on now. You can't believe. And then you can when you have a president who has suggested using force by police officers
that's right.
To shake them up, all that talk.
Tried to encourage his own supporters to head to the White House to confront black people. He's kind of boxed himself into he says it should be non-violent, Donald Trump, yet when Kaepernick took a knee during the national anthem during NFL, the phrase he said was, we should get these sons of bitches. They should fire these sons of bitches. And sons of bitches, by that he meant is black people. So they're not allowed to take a knee. They're not allowed to go for a jog. If you're jogging through a white neighbourhood, you get killed. You're not allowed to go like bird watching. Apparently, in Central Park.
You're accused. Yeah, you'll be accused
of that. So what else is there? But they shouldn't be burning stuff down. Well, you're probably right, and there's an element in there that's, it's probably not everyone.
Well, it's the last resort. It's the only way. It's what's left. It's the lowest that you could ever feel is to do something like that. That's the lowest ebb of humans, I think.
Ask yourself this one. Why should they follow the law when law enforcement officers don't follow the law? That would be my answer to anyone saying, why aren't you law-abiding when you've just watched a cop murder a black person in broad daylight? What are you asking of them that you're not prepared to do? One of the most incredible bits I saw over the weekend. I had no real understanding of this, but there's something called the chat. And the chat is famous for basically every black child gets it at the age of about 14 or 15. And basically it says, watch out for policemen, they can kill you. The most dangerous man in your town right now is a policeman. He can kill you and he will get off for killing you. And they outline a whole heap of behaviours. Don't date a white girl. Don't, if you're in your car and they pull you over, don't try and run. Put your hands on the dashboard. Basically, do everything you can to protect yourself from being potentially slaughtered by...
Mick, I'm gathering that that has been a conversation our Indigenous community have probably had with their kids.
Well, we're not pointing the finger here. We have a just as poor a record. I think 400... deaths in custody, as I think, is probably around the mark. And even this weekend, I think over in NWA, Rio Tinto have blown up a 46,000-year-old site.
Oh, so, yes, but they said sorry, Mick.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They said, oops, sorry. Oh, that was, we shouldn't have done that. Sorry about that, guys. That was just, you know, nuts.
It's incredible to watch. It's just incredible
to watch. There's one bit I just wanted to play. Got a little bit of. To try and put some reason in this, there are reasonable people around, especially in the States. This is in the States, in America. This is the sheriff, the head of Chris Swanson. He was just had it with. He wanted to bring peace to the area, and he's put down his helmet and his baton. He asked all the cops to do the same, and he wanted to be with protesters. And here's just a bit of a clip of how things can be done. Hopefully, have a listen. Sure.
We're here to make sure that you got a voice. That's it.
There we go.
Don't think for a second. Don't think for a second that he represents who these cops are from all over the county and around this nation. We go out there to help people, not do that nonsense. I want to make this a parade, not a protest.
Okay, so he's pointing the finger at the other cops and saying, we're not like those guys, okay? We want to be different. So
I think in New York, a bunch of cops took a knee as well. It's hard, you know, look, they're asked to do some things as well, which is be health officers, mental health officers, do stuff. I wouldn't want to do that job. However, there's enough evidence of that. Of rogues at the best, and at worst, a systematic. The Minnesota Police Department must have a major issue somewhere along the line if those guys think that's okay.
All right.
Anyway, sorry to get heavy, but I don't think it's heavy in the world right now.
I think it's nonstop. That's what it is. And you've got to talk to your kids about it too. I've been talking about it all weekend. They're horrified. They're horrified that that's happened to black people. So anyway, there you go.
All right, there it is. We'll come back and lighten the mood up just a touch, and we'll
is
get
it
back.
Is it time for my Denya sex tape?
No, Jane.
I'm going to say
too
that.
Big a jump.
All right,
that's
I'm sorry.
Coming soon, though. Stay here.
Too big a turn.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Keep in touch with the show. We're on all the socials. You got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. It's Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, guys, if you guys need ever to get a vibe or a feel for what it's like to be on the ground in a riot in America, in a political riot in New York City, you just ask me questions and I'll fill you in as to the feeling, the dangerous aspect attached to it, what it's like, what goes through your mind, especially when the cops turn up, because, you know, it's all happening.
What, you've experienced it?
When Trump was elected?
I don't like bringing it up, but yes, I was in Washington for the election of Donald Trump, and we went back to New York City the next night. Now, you may remember Washington voted 90% Democrat. New York City voted about 70. Not happy that Trump was elected. So I got wind. There was a protest going on out the front of Trump Towers on Fifth Avenue. Fairly white, the whitest protest I've ever seen. You don't often see white people out on the streets that often. But I was involved as the crowd went berserk at Donald Trump. Have a listen. I think there's a mixture here of young, old. Everyone is well represented. Some very funny signs. And the anger, not just out the front here, but in New York in general today, what's a good word? Palpable might fit the bill. Don't think they've taken it well. I certainly don't recognise this man as their president. And I have to say there's a fair bit of venting going on at the moment. I myself have to say this is the first time ever I've actually booed a building. That doesn't happen that often. Here we go again. As I said, this is democracy at work. Some of that language may be fruity for Triple M's hot breakfast. So, easy, Tiger. All right, well, so far I'd have to say my favourite placard is Hands Off My Pussy, which I certainly hope wasn't directed at me. I think that was Donald Trump on the receiving end of that one. F your tower, F your wall, very popular chant here. As is my personal favourite, New York City thinks you're shitty. No, I think that sums up the prevailing mood down here at the front of Trump Tower. As a veteran of many protests over the years, I have to say this is a special one with a kind of different feeling. It's not often a group of young people get together and chant and vent their anger while they're standing directly between Trump Tower and a Prada store on Fifth Avenue. We're not going to set fire to ourselves anytime soon, but we may go and cover ourselves in some Bulgari perfume. That's just across the road, by the way. We are angry now.
Were you wearing your loafers at the time?
I was. You would have loved the looting, Jane. There was Prada, there was Chanel.
I know
you, you could have stolen a $10,000 handbag and no one would have noticed. It was. You know.
It seemed to be quite a
moment in time, a moment in history. Anyway, shall we get into this?
All right.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
Infarta. I was like an infarta, you know, one of those.
We're really. Or kind of I thought you'd be more like
terrorists.
Anderson Cooper reporter on the spot.
Yeah.
Mick Malloy, CNN. You really put your life at risk. Fifth Avenue in New York.
On Fifth Avenue, opposite Trump Tower. You know, as I was looking up, all I could imagine was if he was sitting on his golden toilet.
Man, yes, McDonald's.
Fifth Avenue between a Prada and a Bulgari store. I'm going, mate, you're
very
getting too edgy.
Stuff.
You are too
edgy. Do you want
edgy.
To kick off with the monkeys?
You far away. Bowl that story in.
I have an affinity with monkeys. I've been attacked by one, maybe two actually in my life. And monkeys aren't the cute animals you think they are. They're the closest really intellectually and IQ as to humans, which means they fight. They're aggressive and they're carnivores, by the way.
And
so they've got a bit of attitude. And they're thieves, yes, as people in Bali know very well.
Yes.
Well, a troop of monkeys in India have attacked a medical official and they have snatched away blood samples of patients who tested positive for coronavirus. And these samples were very important because they were going to use them, obviously, for research or to do something to do with that. The monkeys grabbed the blood samples of four COVID patients who were undergoing treatment. And they had to take their blood samples again. So now, as I said, carnivores, they're bloodthirsty carnivores. They've got
nuts
in India.
You know what I see in my mind? That the monkeys are wearing little lab coats and glasses. You know, like they used to dress them up in those days?
And little mouth.
Yeah, that's right, little stethoscopes.
Yes, a little mask, a little monkey mask.
Right. If you're monkeys, if you're going to do a job, do it properly. By the way, those last thing I'll say on the riots over there while we're talking Apocalypse Watch, this is in the middle of a pandemic. Now, every capital city I've seen has got thousands and thousands of people shoulder to shoulder, screaming at each other, chanting. And
what
then on the other side, you've got policemen who are linking arms.
Mm.
I tell you, if you ever wanted a second wave at a pandemic in America, social distancing kind of goes out the window when you're looting.
Yep, and handled badly from the start. So that's it's a build-up of things. All right, now, there's a whole group of people. We're coming up to the time in the US where students are graduating.
Sure.
Because it's the middle of the year, their summer. Well, they can't graduate now. They can't sit in a hall, so they're looking at different ways of doing it. There's a couple of graduations that are taking place around the world. One is in Key West, Florida Keys, in Florida. The students have arrived on jet skis. And the principal is on the dock and has a big long rubber stick with the graduation, you know, what is it, the diploma at the end of the stick. They've rocked up on the jet ski, handed over. Boom, there you go. That's how they, that's pretty cool way to graduate.
I'd love to go to that school. I'd deliberately stay down if that was what's on offer.
I love that. In Japan, they also have done this, and this is more robot style, being Japan and ahead of its time with robotics. What they've done is they've got, they're basically, it looks like a tall totem pole, and it's a robot totem pole. The head has an iPad with the student's face on it, and it rocks up to the principal and receives the diploma and then goes off. Then they just take that iPad off and they swap it over for another one for a different face. But you've got to be clever, I guess, in these times.
Wow, that's pretty good. Where can we start? In Japan, now, yes, they're saying, you mentioned this the other day. You were saying, Jay, now that you can't scream or boo or cheer at the footy.
I did, yes.
And I suggested you're a nong.
Well, that, again, you suggest
What's the point in doing that? Mm-hmm. Well, turns out now in Japan, an amusement park has encouraged patrons not to scream on their roller coaster.
It's impossible.
For fear of... Let's have a listen.
As the country reopens its amusement parks, guests are being asked to avoid screaming on the rides. So they'll have to wear masks, get their temperatures taken at the entrance, and practice social distancing.
Can't be doing that. That's the whole point.
Of course. I'd have to muffle it. I can't.
You can't do a song.
The biggest screamer of all time on those.
You know my favourite? My favourite was, remember when Fabio got hit by the bird?
Yes, I do. It was a duck, wasn't it? And I was a goose.
Yeah. Oh, Fabio.
What about Steve Jacobs screaming when he got, you know.
Oh, with the Australopolis.
Yeah.
Geez, Dave, if you could find that at short notice, that'd be a good finish to this segment, because coming up next, we're going to do what's not coming back after coronavirus.
Jane, I've had a good think about this.
You're going to get the ball
something
rolling.
Took my fancy, and I thought, I don't think I'll be able to do that.
And we'll take your calls. But to take us out, here we go.
Screaming Steve Jacobs.
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Back on the TV tonight, Lloyd Langford is a part of the crew, and he's going to be joining us in about 10, 15 minutes from now here on Kennedy Malloy.
They've got a lot to live up to, Mick. You really...
Oh, the Mickey bump. Yeah.
Set the bar very high.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did set the bar high.
Good luck to everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time for this segment, isn't it?
And now it's time for another instalment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
Tango lessons.
You've been listening to another instalment of... That won't be coming back after...
It's going to go away.
Coronavirus.
So I found some dancing shoes that I got for my 40th birthday and they've never been worn. And I went, God, tango lessons. Seriously.
That's gone. Especially the bit with the rose between your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be, you'd have to bring your own rose.
You couldn't just be using
What are you going to do with your dancing shoes, though?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep those.
Right. What about your little red dress, which your girlfriends used to borrow? That's out, too, isn't it? So in this world.
Yes, you can't lend your frocks. No.
Because your red dress was your. Get a
so it was kissing
your root
dress. Okay.
A kissing
dress. Not a root. It was kissing. It was a passing dress. No,
You're being polite about it, but I think
no, I'm
know
not being polite. Don't go
about.
Down that road. It was more innocent than what.
And you used to loan it out to your friends if they had a big night or they wanted to get
if
you know
wanted,
make something
if they were
a sure
keen
thing.
On someone.
It had a good hit rate,
they
didn't
said,
it?
Can had I had a good hit rate?
The dress was batting at 100%.
Until one of my girlfriends didn't give it back when she said she would. Because she wanted to go and see a boy.
She said it was at the
and
laundry.
And I went to the same party. She said it was at the dry cleaner and she's wearing it.
Oh! What I would have made her take it off there and then.
Yeah, you would have, but I was a bit nervous. I was a bit scared of her.
All right. Well, that's I've got one.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
What?
The shoey. The shoey is gone.
Absolutely.
You're right.
You can't be standing on a dais, take your shoe off, fill it full of alcohol and drink out of it.
No, not happening.
Or even drinking from a premiership cup. drinking from a premiership cup.
Oh, my God.
I would have thought no longer.
No.
Because your coach will go, no, guys, it's just not safe. The difference between sheer unbridled enjoyment and safety has been bridged forever. Here's one for you. What about this communion at church? Well, you know, you go down, or has that been changed for a while? You know, you just go down, you slurp a bit of blood.
Yep.
Yeah, blood of Christ.
Are you all drinking from the same bowl?
Yes.
You can't be doing
You all drink from the same cup.
Yeah. I don't care if it's the blood of Christ. This could be ripe.
Some took more swigs than others.
Mm. That's right, mate. I bought a bendy straw. Oh, my God. Oh, I did.
No,
say
that's all out of a Red Rover.
Mm. That's gone. You can't be doing that. I don't care if it's the blood of Christ. Mm. It's on the nose. Mm. It's turned. Jenny's calling. Where are you calling from, Jenny?
Noosa.
Old Noosa. We'll see you at some stage. Hey, what's not coming back after coronavirus?
Bras for women.
Bras?
Oh,
it's
Jenny. Yep.
What do you mean?
Interesting.
Well, we've all been at home working in our pyjamas all day. No need to wear a bra. Why should we wear it when ISO's over?
Well, you know what? That's kind of a humble brag, Jenny. If you, like, don't need to wear a bra, that must mean you have, like, nice, pert little breasts, do you?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I've got a handful.
Can you send us a picture, Jenny?
Did you say you've got a handful?
So, Jenny, your thesis is because you've been at home and there's been no one to get dressed for, you've been
you can go bra
free boobing, I call it. Yeah. Free boobing.
It is the best feeling in the world, isn't it, Jenny?
Right.
Clean pyjamas every morning, have a shower.
It's okay, as long as it doesn't encourage that National Geographic. You know what I'm saying? Call me old-fashioned. Jenny.
Let's give Jenny what do you want, Jenny? Prize pack.
What do you got?
Well, we've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way, a prize pack.
Jenny.
Plus, in the draw for the Tempur mattress worth $10,000.
Oh, the Tempur mattress?
Oh,
you can
hang around the braless in your
You and your buzzies will be going berserk in the Tempur. It's like weightlessness. You know it's NASA-style technology,
it is.
Don't you?
You'll never leave the bed. No.
Your boobs will experience zero gravity in the Tempur bed.
I'll send you a picture, Mick.
What's that?
I'll send you a picture.
Oh, please, if you could.
Okay, careful.
I'll send you a picture of my boobs.
No.
I'll see who's the bigger. Hey, Jenny, always happy to receive a boob pic. There should be more of it. Thank you. Mark's on the line. Mark, what's not coming back after coronavirus?
I reckon there's two things not coming back, but they're both linked.
Mm. What
and
is
that
it?
Is linking arms and singing Auld Lang Syne.
Yep.
And a sliced snug with a stranger just after.
Oh, the kiss on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right. What a wonderful tradition.
Sadly miss.
Oh, it's gone. It's cooked. Mm. You can't be doing that. You can't be running around putting it about on New Year's Eve.
One time Mick and David, my sister and I, were up with Mum and Dad on the Gold Coast on New Year's Eve. Mm. I was about 15. My sister was 13. And it was New Year's Eve. And we knew what was going to explode. We're on the Gold Coast on the mall, right? Yeah. And, of course, it's midnight. Every bloke is coming to attack us. And my father just nearly had a heart attack fending everyone off.
And I tell you what else, mistletoe will be out of a gig too. There'll be no kissing under mistletoe.
Right. Yeah, well,
Mark, give Mark a prize too.
Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, Mark. Thank
there
you for calling
go.
From Glenel. Great
news.
Yeah,
the base lager for you. Thanks. Yeah. David, boot this home. What have you noticed that you think won't be coming back?
Well, double dipping used to be frowned upon. Now it's a capital offence. It's now
double,
a capital offence.
Yeah.
Double dipping will get you locked up. We'll get you removed. Someone will call the cops. The man is double dipping. He's trying to kill me. And especially if you had it. Imagine if you... Oh, yeah. Mate, you are a ripper. Well done.
George Costanza.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. He can do the ad. He can do the public service announcement for coronavirus. Okay. Good one. All, one and all. We'll come back as Lloyd Langford,
right
people.
After this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, indeed. And, it's time to chat with a friend of ours. He's a young man. I say young man. Sounds a bit patronising, doesn't it? In fact, it's very complimentary. And it makes me sound very old, which I'm not. But I would like to say a very good afternoon to Lloyd Langford, who's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight? G'day, Lloyd. How are you?
Hello. Good. How's it going?
Well, good luck tonight. Have
Mick
fun.
Was on last week and he says, you know, they've got the Mickey bump when Mick's on. It's always, you know, helpful to the
expectations
show.
Won't be that high this week. So enjoy yourself, knock yourself out.
Hey, and, Lloyd, I, my favor.
and go
hard.
I
don't know if you've had a nana nap this afternoon, but a little bird has told me that you had a bit of commotion going on at 7 a.m. this morning to do with your neighbours.
Yes, I don't know why, and I'm not entirely sure whether it's legal, but he decided he was going to chop down the trees in his garden with a chainsaw.
Okay. Oh, good Lord.
What time? Okay. What time was this?
7 a.m.
That's legal.
Well, I can tell you, yes, it being a tradie, Janie, I don't know if you know that my other job is being a tradie. You are allowed to from 7 a.m., and also it depends on the girth of the tree. You're allowed to chainsaw it down.
Why is that a factor?
The girth of the tree.
Why is that a factor?
Because if it's a big girth, it means it's a very old tree, and the council has to come and inspect it and say, no, you can't cut that down.
Oh, but that's fine. I thought you were saying you can. You'll annoy Lloyd if it's got a bigger circumference than, you know, 1.5 feet. Lloyd will get upset, but he won't if it's. You can go a sapling. You can have a sapling.
Yeah, you can go a sapling.
I think 7 a.m. is like 5 a.m. for a comedian, though.
Yeah. And did you have words? Did you take it up, Lloyd?
Well, no. Because I was having a dream, and then it turned into a nightmare because I could hear chainsaw noises. I just cursed a bit. Like, it didn't take that long. It was like 20 minutes, I reckon.
Oh, you've got to get used to being in the suburbs in Australia, mate. This just and tradie world. That's 7 a.m.
That's a wake up alarm.
Yeah,
they're ready to rock at that time.
On the plus side, now I can see out of the kitchen window because the tree has been cut down.
And what's worse, Lloyd, do you think? Is it someone chainsawing a tree at 7 a.m. next to your window? Or someone putting their chair back on a flight, a long-haul flight for tree. Remember, I think it was the last time you were on, wasn't it? You complaining, were you on the flight from Perth or Hawaii?
Yeah, and I realised, I Googled it, and you put your air conditioning on cold and angle it towards their head.
Right. I wrote that down. That's a very good,
that
very
is a funny
good,
one.
But you can't, you can't actually buy a little device now that you clip onto the seat in front of you and stops it from being reclined.
That's
and
true.
I believe there have been fights.
Massive fights in America.
On board.
Because you're basically clamping someone else's chair. You know, it's good luck with that. Are you looking forward to getting out of ISO, mate?
Yeah.
What's your first thing you're going to do? What are you going to do?
On the list.
I was looking forward to getting out of ISO, and then I made a mistake of going. I'm not sure I can name the shop, but it's a very famous Swedish furniture pool sailor.
That could be.
Yeah.
And let's call it IKEA.
I think I realise why those little pencils they give you at the start are so small. It's so that you don't put them into your nostril and then ram them into your own brain and take the easy way out.
Now, can I predict something? As being a long-time shopper and lover of that store, did you get frustrated that you couldn't get out of it at all?
I actually got lost. I think they changed the someone, possibly a prankster, blocked off. It's like a labyrinth, right? I walked through the lampshade section 3 times before I realised that the path had been blocked off.
Oh, no, it's a clever ploy.
Did you keep a diary?
Geniuses.
I think because going from not being surrounded by any people and social distancing, I think that was the wrong store to first visit.
Yes. Baby steps.
Right. Well, that's right. You've gone berserk. Yeah. It's a baptism of fire to head straight down to IKEA. You didn't think that one through. Hey, good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're always very funny, and you'll be great. Don't infect Tommy in any ways in a high-risk category. So,
well, I'm
keep
very
your
respectful of Tom. I know that
Tom,
you are.
Grant Denyer, there's a story today saying Grant Denyer's sex tape, which Jane's going to cover lately. The only thing that would strike...
Does Lloyd know who Grant Denyer is? Now, I'm not being rude, but you're a newcomer to the
He was Australia's most notorious serial killer.
Okay.
He's a TV presenter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
he's a TV presenter.
He's Family Feud.
Yeah. But the only thing that more disconcerting to me would be Tom Gleisner's sex tape. If I heard that, I don't know where I would go.
I think
with
that's
that.
When we're
it's very difficult.
It's very difficult to get your head around it. What time tonight, Jane? What time is it? I'd be after MasterChef. It's winning.
After MasterChef,
as usual. Kicking everyone's brains out.
About 8:40, I think, is about the time slot at this stage, Lloyd.
Sounds good.
You'll be watching, of course. Well, you'll be on.
Involved. Good on you, Lloyd. Thanks for swinging by.
Lloyd,
you want something from the prize cabinet? You want a Triple M cap or something?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Limo, friend of the show, Limo. He's going to join us about 10, 15 minutes from now with Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Hopefully he's lost a bit of weight because
he looks all right. He's,
you know what? I think
the beard.
He's very sensitive to anybody coming out of ISO. Yeah. Very sensitive.
That's right.
It's a very sensitive time.
Under the pump. No one's more under the pump than my top pant. Right now. Hey, it's time for The Whisperer.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Jay, it's a bleak world picture out there at the moment.
Sure it is.
There's a lot of carnage. Parts of the world are on fire. There doesn't seem to be much joy. Tell me you've got something strangely uplifting.
This is upbeat. It is positive. It is not a tale of woe.
Great.
How about that?
Fire away then, champ.
All right. This song seems to have an obvious meaning, but like its subject matter, what seems obvious is not so obvious. Things are not necessarily what they seem to be. Despite the differences, love blossoms in unexpected and unanticipated ways.
Okay. I guarantee you, no one will have any idea what you're talking about, because that
audience is they're freaks.
There's no meat on the bone with that one, mate. That is just flat out. It's not what you think.
You've got to add something else. You've got to add something else.
Mate, give us something. What is that? Read it out again. Do it again.
This song seems to have an obvious meaning, but like its subject matter, what seems obvious is not so obvious. Things are not necessarily what they seem to be. Despite the differences, love blossoms in unexpected and unanticipated
there's
ways.
There's one sentence missing.
Let's see if they can do it. If they get this, I'll resign from all forms of radio.
I'll tell you a clue.
I'll resign from all forms of media. Mm. I will never, ever... Mm. If you give a clue away, I'm not going to do it.
Well, no. I'll tell you the clue when we're off air, and then you can let me know if we do it after the news.
133353 for the last ever Song Whisperer.
It's ridiculous. You're right, Mick. You're right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yes. It is a big final hour today. I call bullshit, Jane. What's involved? Tell me. Give me something.
I've talked about Denya and a sex tape, but I'm also going to talk about Kylie Jenner.
What?
She may no longer be a billionaire. And, you know, that's very sad for the world.
Any news on Courtney? Because
I need to sit you down and talk to you. You think she is a lovely girl?
I think she's the one.
Oh my God.
I think she's the one.
No. I'm worried that you're correct.
Hat in the ring over there.
That's sad.
Hey, we've got some space news. Jane, you got up and watched live.
I have the NASA app. It was so exciting. I got goosebumps.
Have you ever seen
a
nerdier space launch from top to finish?
No, it wasn't
Let's discuss that. Oh, it was. It was.
All right. You don't
really
like
good
it.
Fun. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But we're going to start at the top of the Song Whisperer, who I believe is...
Oh, this is ridiculous, actually.
Could be before the broadcasting.
I don't mean to be rude to you, Song Whisperer. Yeah. I don't like casting aspersions.
Oh.
You've gone too far this time. You haven't given enough. There's no meat on the bone. No one will get this. Fire away. Synopsis, please.
Right. All right. This song seems to have an obvious meaning, but like its subject matter, what seems obvious is not so obvious. Things are not necessarily what they seem to be. Despite the differences, love blossoms in unexpected and unanticipated ways.
See, I know what it is, and it makes sense to me, but if you don't, it's very difficult.
I don't know what it is, and I have no idea what he's talking about. Ryan, do you have any idea what the Song Whisperer is up to?
I'm guessing Ironic from Alanis Morissette.
It's Ironic. That way, that makes sense. It's not what it appears.
Okay.
Nothing's what it is.
Seems to have an obvious meaning.
Yeah.
Is love blooming? Has that got anything to do with it?
I think that is a really, really, really good call, Ryan.
It's not right.
Oh, Ryan, bad
Ryan
luck,
can
Ryan.
Still go
Thanks
in the temper mattress drawer,
sure
please.
Can.
Yeah.
He's in the temper mattress drawer.
He is.
That's
all
a good news.
All the callers go in temper mattress drawer for
See, that takes the edge off being in the worst Song Whisperer edition ever.
Yeah. I know,
you know, you could be the big winner here regardless. I'm telling you, we talk about a space launch, a space shuttle launch last night. You know, there's NASA style technology in these temper beds.
Oh, there is. Don't worry.
Personal experience, it's a bed like you've never experienced before.
Oh, well, one wants it up, one wants it down, one wants it cold, one wants it hot.
That's it.
You name it.
Yeah, and Dave, you always
not
turn
speaking
up,
for me.
Turn up late, so you're clearly sleeping in. Yep. So you're enjoying.
So good. $10,000 worth, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello. We'll get to that. All right, Jamie, what was your prediction? Call.
I thought it was the Pina Colada song.
Oh. If you like
pina
What? Yeah, you're just having a
lean
now.
Jamie, do you know how many times we have people give this song?
Well, why do you think that?
Well, the lyrics are basically the guy writes an ad or reads an ad in a paper about trying to find a person to cheat on with.
Yes, we know the song, Jamie. Yeah. We know the song very well.
Well, that's why I thought it was that.
I like your style, Jamie.
So, but is there? So, what is it? Was he writing a bad letter, or I don't know the song.
Well, the whole concept
is there is no mention of letter in the clues of the Song Whisperer, by the way.
No, there is not.
No mention of a letter.
Mm. And it is not escape the Pina Colada.
Jamie.
I'm
told to hit the road.
Jamie's thanks for calling.
Jamie got chastised for
having. He had the right synopsis of the song.
It makes no sense.
Anthony.
Everybody, every day.
Look, all the other callers are dropping off. All the other callers are hanging up. I don't want to face the music. Jeez.
Oh, come on. Tough enough, Australia.
Anthony. Help us out. What do you got?
I've got Skater Boy by, what's her name? Hilla Ravine, you know.
April Levine. Yeah, well, good luck with this. Jane? Why do you say that, Anthony?
I don't mind that. That's a good call, actually.
Why? But I don't get it. Why?
I've got no idea except for the bloke who runs his competition is a bit of a fool, so I just went for something out there.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Slavin Brick Lane coming your way, Anthony.
Do not reward that behaviour, please.
He said the only sensible thing in this segment so far today.
Sure.
A slab of base lager. Well done, Anthony.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, guys. Have a great night.
Have we found out whether it's right?
He's not right.
No,
we don't even bother going to the Song Whisperer these days.
Travis, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Okay, based on the clues, which are very far and few between, what song do you think it is?
How Bizarre by OMC.
How Bizarre.
Good song.
How Bizarre. How Bizarre.
One Hit
How
Wonder Bizarre. From New Zealand, of course.
What is that? One Hit Wonder.
Yeah,
it's such a good song. Song Whisperer. That is a good mellow tune.
It is a good mellow tune.
How Bizarre. It does sound like it's in the terrain. Yeah.
Well, it may sound like it, but it's not right.
We'll take one more and then we'll just abandon
no
the second. Oh,
yeah. Nobody's
Somebody is
going to
get this.
We'll pretend it never happened. Jono?
Hello, Jono.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you going? Yeah,
good. Tell us the justification for saying this song, by the way. What's the song?
Was that talked to you asking me that question?
Yeah, I am, mate.
You're on air.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, good one. First song that came to mind was Lola by The King.
Oh, hello. Not what it seems.
Very interesting. Why did you say Lola?
I was just thinking, like, how he explains the story. I think it's a woman, and then he's like, you know, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when you hold me tight, I almost died, and he realizes he's a dude.
Now, guys, remember, my career in all forms of media are at stake here. If this goes, I am cooked.
He's cooked, I have to do the show with Dave Hughes.
You might have just sacked Mick Malloy.
I don't want Mick's my favourite. Can I change my mind if it's
too late.
What do you say for that, Jono? Because it's a song that has an obvious meaning, but what seems obvious may not be so obvious. This was a very popular choice. Lots of people suggesting it's Lola by the Kinks.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
What?
You're safe, Mick.
You live to fight
but
another day.
The closest case of proclaim coming your way, Johnny. To the correct choice.
Mm. Okay.
Hey,
we're going to go to a break. Normally, we play the winner. We can't. Can we at least play Lola for Jono?
Yeah.
Oh, let's
play
do it.
Lola.
Well, we're going to do it.
Oh, my God.
Good on you, Jono.
It
so
is the Kinks.
We still need the song Whisperer.
Limo answer. Next, Kennedy yeah. Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got a special guest. It's a friend of the show. Who I think we saw evidence that he's out and about and getting back amongst it. I hope he's social distancing. It's Limo.
G'day, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I am very well. I went out for lunch today. How about that?
Well done.
That is unbelievable. Tell me. Yeah. Start from the beginning. Don't spare any details.
Like? Okay, well, like? I can tell you, Jan, I'm still here now. I'm hiding in the toilet. They can take my empty wine glass, but they're not taking my freedom.
Wow. Was it like exciting? Was it like a first date again? Was it like
it was.
Being... Yeah.
Kel and I were so excited. We walked down the street. We went to our favourite restaurant. We had to wait out the front for about 20 minutes, at which
and
we were very happy to do.
It was full. It was busy.
It was busy, but the great capacity deal. Is 14 people for the floor space.
Oh.
So we were outside, and you can look through a glass window into the restaurant. So we were just eyeballing people. Hurry up.
Banging the glass? Come on.
Banging the glass. Licking the glass.
So did you have a booking, or is it just you've got to get in the queue and wait?
Yeah, no, this particular restaurant doesn't take bookings. And we went in, and then you have to give your name and your mobile number.
Oh.
Okay, now that's interesting. And you did that?
Yes, for the contact tracing. And it also encourages a tip, otherwise you'll get trolled by the staff.
Well, that's a big change. That's something that
what'd you order?
There's going to be,
I had an Amatriciana and a glass of red wine. And it was just glorious. But it's been 10 weeks since we've been to a restaurant.
But hang on, mate. Hasn't everyone been eating pasta? That's all people have been eating in lockdown is pasta?
Well, last time I was on your show 3 weeks ago, you fat-shamed me, Mickey. And I
did I? Doesn't sound
I can't tell you that since then I've put on about 5 kilos.
So, I like it. Sumo Leams.
I have not held back on the pasta or the wine. I've got to stop drinking wine. And I know, you know how I know I'm drinking too much wine? I know I'm drinking too much wine because my three-year-old son now knows that Tempranillo is a Spanish grape.
Hey, Lima, there's another thing that opened today that has caught my eye, and I'm not sure whether this comes up in your household, but beauty salons are open, and that's across the board from hairdressers to eyebrows to you.
Are you suggesting
waxes?
He needs a bit of manscaping?
Yeah. No,
is that what you're saying? He could beat himself
sure
into shape.
Kelly's really happy about it.
Kelly's over the moon, but I'm just saying, because they're now fully open across the country, beauty therapists, spare a thought, because it's been 10 weeks. They will be seeing things that can't be unseen.
They should be going to, some of those girls should be going to Jim's mowing. I would have thought.
My wife, Kel, she's booked herself in for a half day on Wednesday. She said it's a two-man job.
Oh, no. That's so hard what we have to go through. That's ridiculous.
It is, and I don't know how you've coped with it, Jane, but I, last week, walked into our bedroom and I saw two legs poking out the bottom of the quilt and I thought to myself, has an elderly Greek man broken into our house?
Now, you take that back right now.
We're going to get in trouble.
Very fair and blonde. We've got your razors, actually. That's come in very handy. So thanks, guys, for having the razors in the shower.
This thing makes my blood boil.
Hey, Jane, tell me what you think of this one. A really good friend of Curl's about 4 weeks ago offered to do a wax for Kel.
Oh.
Right?
Jeez.
And this is like a really, you know, a personal
down below
one.
A wax?
Yes. Yeah, not a leg wax. Yes.
Look, I offered. I didn't say that I was an expert. All I said was, you know, if you feel like...
Oh, my God.
Wax strip.
No, it wasn't me. I'm a female friend of Kelly's.
Mm. I'm not qualified, but I'll give it a crack.
How hard can it be?
Yeah, no, it was a friend of Kel's, and I thought... Kel said no, because she's not qualified to do that, and she'd never done it before. But that is a level of friendship that I think you would only ever get from women.
Yes, a pretty intimate thing, I think.
I can't imagine Mick coming to me and saying, hey, do you need a back setting crack? I'm happy to help you out.
Hey, Leams, would you mind checking my prostate, mate? I've just save me the trouble of going to
in front of each other. This is what I don't understand. How can it be a big deal?
Just mates hanging out.
It's all too familiar. Hey, mate, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Now, because you're coming out, do you have time now to do any gigs? Are you still allowed to do a gig or nothing? Are you still Zooming it or what's happening?
I'm largely on the Zoom gigs at the moment, which are interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're not bad. You just kind of, they'll have a corporate catch-up in the afternoon and then they just introduce you into the meeting.
And there you go.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of office workers who are stuck at home are going, just give me something, please.
You'd make their day. But you've got to remember, Leams, the camera adds 10 pounds, and so the way you're travelling.
Hey, I'll tell you a true story, Mick. I did a couple of Zooms, and then one day Kel comes in, and she sees where my laptop is, and she put two massive reams of paper underneath the laptop to lift it up a little bit.
For a flattering angle, mate.
Women are good at this stuff. Tell us how Kel goes at the beautician. Not that she needs it because she's always turns herself
out
so beautifully.
And also, Mickey, a plug, Limo's filling in for breakfast this week on the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne. Is that correct on Triple M?
That is correct, myself.
You're never filling in. You're generally angling for the job, I find. That's the way it works. So I'd be very nervous, Luke Darcy and Eddie McQuire. Good luck. Who are you doing it with, mate?
With Bridget Duclos and Sarah Marie.
Okay, well, there you go.
And I have spray painted my name over Luke Darcy's car park.
I cannot wait. All right, mate. Always a pleasure to catch up, and we'll speak to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
So rises a new era of American space flight.
Yeah. I can't help it. I was awake at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. It was so exciting. And astronauts Bob and Doug, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, blasted off. And they're like a couple, you know what they like remind me of? Two great dads I know from soccer.
Yep. Footy dads. That's
it. Footy dads.
They're not astronauts. It's not.
Astronauts.
Who's got the right stuff? Bob and Doug do.
They are awesome guys, and I was so happy it happened, and it did give me chills. It reminded me of Apollo 11, which I can't remember watching, but
geez,
it did.
Besmirching the reputation of every credible astronaut who's ever risked his life, even the monkeys. Even the monkeys who went up in the first unmanned spots are going, you can't.
The risks are huge. The risks are huge. They're sitting on top of an absolute time bomb.
Yeah.
Of course, and it's
laden with fuel,
I won't have you.
Super dangerous.
I'm sure it's unleaded. Did you see even driving in the car to the launch pad? It's like they're in their mum's car.
No, it was a Tesla.
It was a Elon
Musk car. Looks like they're going down to pick up some pizza for the family for dinner.
But Dave, play what they were listening to when they were
driving. This is what Bob
there.
And Doug were listening to on the
Come
way to the launch pad.
Triple M rock and rollers.
You know what they should have been listening to?
What's that?
Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, my God.
Anything that advertises like a Barina or one of those family cars. I'm surprised they didn't have some potpourri in the coin trailer when they were in the actual.
Not fair. That's not fair.
Very daggy.
But you know they did dock with the space station. Have we got any audio?
1 meter to go.
Docking sequence is complete.
Truly was a magnificent effort by the SpaceX team, the NASA team, and a team across America who was able to pull this off. Thanks for everything. Happy to be aboard.
That's extraordinary.
If I was on the space station, I would have refused to let them dock. Nah.
Not that.
Go get yourself a proper space.
I don't know if it was Bob or Doug, but one of them, as they were coming into the space station, they had just had to sort of, walk in through. But he bumped his head on the roof. And I go, mate.
In their homemade spacesuits. In their spacesuits made by their mum for book
week. They look cool. I like them too.
Here's the other missing feature. And this is the other thing that lets the whole SpaceX launch down. Whenever something momentous happens, you cut to the control room where 100 men stand and women stand and applaud. Mm. They hug each other. They start smoking cigarettes. And
but that's the fun part, isn't it?
That's the fun part. Where was that?
Oh, no, they did have that.
A little.
They did not. That. They had Elon Musk come out and be wave.
If you're up at 5 a.m., you would have seen that.
They didn't have it. They did not.
There's a little bit.
There's no control room. There's no one.
I would have given anything. I would give anything to be at the launch of a rocket. I would give anything.
So would I, and so would have everyone who witnessed that launch on the other day.
But it's very, you know what the only thing that keeps me out is that Donald Trump will be claiming anything to do with this, and I just want to banish Donald Trump from having any triumphant victory.
Who's listening to Back in Black?
That's cool. What a great song.
It was also, what was that?
There's some Black Sabbath, they had Planet Caravan. Yeah, a bit more chilled out. Bob and Doug on the way in.
Bob and Doug, they're my new heroes.
Could I see their feet in all the shots? Could I see their feet?
What do you mean?
They're looking out into space. Their feet are in the foreground. They see little toesies.
Oh, well, you might have to sit like that if you're in a little capsule.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, no one's thought that one through.
Jeez.
Look at the majesty of the
You're not in a Jason recliner rocker.
Clodhoppers.
I can't wait to track the International Space Station. Now I know Bob and Doug are up there, so I'll be using my app. Bob
can
and
I
Doug.
Just quickly shift? We've got an update.
Can I just say this? Mm. There's one song they should have been listening to.
What's that one?
Well, okay. This one. You take that. Yes.
Well, whoever, if they can get it, this is the song.
This is the end of your career.
Oh, you're talking about the song.
Well, hang on, Jane. I don't think so.
I think it might be. You said, if anybody gets this song, I am quitting radio forever.
Yes,
so now I'm looking
at... That was within the confines of the normal segment.
So I have to say, am I going to do this show with instead? Is it Jonathan Coleman? Is it Kyle Sandilands? Is it Dickie?
Oh, yeah.
Dickie. Yeah, well, we both have large wangs.
Ultimately, it could be Waleed. This is what's going to happen because...
I don't
Let's
think
go
it's
to
cerebral
Tony.
Enough.
Tony
on,
from Brisbane.
Jane, just before you do, I just want to say this again. Within the confines of the normal segment, and we've subsequently given out a few clues which reshaped and made the original agreement invalid. Go.
It's a backdown,
right.
Tony.
Now, that sounds really strong. Go on.
Yeah, well, you can't do it without me anyway. You know.
Tony.
Yes,
mate. You're right.
Oh, Tony. Yeah, laughing up, Tony.
Hi, Jane.
Tony, you're worrying me. I'm nervous. I've broken into a bit of a sweat because I'm torn.
Mm.
Do I want you to answer this correctly or do I want you to stuff it up?
Well, I don't know. It's totally up to you, I suppose.
Well, no, it's up to you, Tony.
Tony, you're very confident.
Mick's career hangs in your answer.
What's your job, Tony? What do you do?
Oh, I'm a truck driver.
Tony, you're a confident man.
How hard's that?
Tony.
What do you listen to in the cabin? What type of music do you listen to in the cabin?
Wait.
Dave can't wait. Dave can't wait to play the song. Dave can't wait to bring down
because,
the
Tony,
boom
if you
on
get this right, I am searching for a new on-air partner. Yeah. So it's Fire very away. Big
Did
deal.
Do you want the synopsis Tony, first?
No, cheers, please.
Oh, hang on. Song Whisperer's here.
Just hanging out.
We forgot about you.
Here we go. This song seems to have an obvious meaning, but like its subject matter, what seems obvious is not so obvious. Things are not necessarily what they seem to be. Despite the differences, love blossoms in unexpected and unanticipated ways.
Tony?
Mm. I had no idea. So I thought it might be Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith.
Oh. No, it's not. Oh. Anyway, we'll come back next
week.
Oh,
my God. Wait. Song Whisperer.
Tony's correct.
Oh! Hope you're happy, Tony.
I'm going to change the names. I think we'll just use first names. It could be Jane Waleed on Triple M. National. How does that sound? We got on very well.
Sounds a bit Christian Youth Network.
That would suit our audience well. They would like that. Tony, you're correct.
Tony, you'd had no understanding of what it was in the original break, did you? It was only once we ginned it up with a bit of Lola references and stuff that you
went, oh, hang on.
Thank you.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you. I'm back.
All right.
All right, you can stay.
Let's play this song. What's he win?
Brick Lane coming your way, plus...
And temper.
Yeah, come Friday, you might get that $10,000 mattress.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Onlookers. A source close to industry. Source insider pals. Friends of. Associates. Speculation. Room by witnesses.
The most shocking secret in royal history.
It's time to call bull.
It gives me no pleasure to speak about this.
It does. You enjoy it.
It gives me so much pleasure.
You love Monday flipping through the women's mags and going,
oh, made my day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
What'd you say?
Glass of water.
All right. This is about Grant Denyer, our mate. Oh. Well, he's my mate. You're not very respectful towards him, but.
Well, we're kind of TV rivals.
Mm.
We're both in this operating
in what possible planet are you TV rivals? Why?
We're operating in the same terrain.
Well, you're obviously jealous that he's won a Gold Logie and you haven't.
He should never have won a Gold Logie for a show that was axed in the same year. And I love
that. That is not fair. I love Grant too. Okay.
He's coming back to do 10. He's coming back to do 10 eps.
Yeah.
10 eps.
He is a Family Feud. He's doing Family Feud.
Gold Logie.
For the people on the front line. It's featuring our frontline workers, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
He is, however, very, 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 very nervous because a sex tape he filmed in his teenage years could be leaked at any
Bang.
Moment.
Bang, here we go.
I call bullshit.
No, not BS. Oh. No, he revealed it on radio last week, probably with Kyle. Do they speak? I don't know.
Okay, well, so what's happened? What's happened? Tell me about it.
Okay, the tape shows him having intimate and consensual intercourse with his ex-girlfriend when he was 18.
Hello.
There's a tape out there.
Anyone else involved? Is it just the two of them?
Just the two of them. He said it was an intimate moment with me and my girlfriend at the time.
Livestock? Any livestock?
No.
Is there a trapeze above the bed?
Shut up.
Is it?
He said, I was a high school student at the time. I borrowed a camera from the media department.
Oh.
Hey, that's a good sack, isn't it?
Are any other game show hosts in it? Is there any?
They weren't.
Rob Ruff.
The TV personality said the sorry, I better say what magazine this is from to give full credit to Woman's Day for just writing a story about nothing.
What and what happens in the video?
Listen, the TV personality said the tape, which he watched back with his girlfriend and co-star at the time, is both naughty and spicy. He says, I look amazing in it. And I put in an A-grade performance. I was really happy with the angle.
Oh, God. Too much information. Yeah.
The ladies from Studio 10 are not impressed.
I'll tell you who I hope wasn't in it. Dickie Wilkins, because he's got a massive wang.
Well, he would have spoiled things because this was an intimate moment between a boyfriend and girlfriend. But they had an acrimonious split. And Grant's very nervous that the ex-girlfriend might bitterly leak this tape.
Oh, you reckon she's putting it about?
No, she isn't. He's saying she might because it was a very upsetting breakup. Now, put that aside because he has the best bird in town. Chezzy is his wife and she's awesome.
Yeah, well, she and they're very happy. And she gets a wind of this.
She is hanging around. She is hanging around. But what we want to say to the ex-girlfriend is don't be a dick and don't put the tape out. That's
Send
my
it
message
to Triple M,
to
Kennedy Malloy, where it will be treated with respect. You know what that should be? His Logie's what? Clip. Nominees right. for the Gold Logie, huh?
Stop.
Apparently, okay. that's one of the sex acts he performs in it, the Gold Logie.
Okay.
He manipulates his genitalia into the shape of a Logie
that's
and then presents
family
it.
Feud.
He does.
Family. Right. Family is the operative word, all right? Okay, I'm going to a new idea now.
I'd like to thank the Academy, he says, as he holds his
Dave, I call bullshit.
I call bullshit.
I'm going to do a quiz, and I just want to know whether you've watched all your riots, you love your CNN, you love your Fox, you love all the women on Fox News particularly.
Well, I prefer
they're very much
BBC newsreaders, female BBC newsreaders.
Are they heavier in chest?
Yeah. Well, no, it's their accent. I love their accent. Sounds proper. Sounds like Grant Denyer could really get a workout from it. BBC.
That is very
he told what to do. Just
stop.
a bit
stop
barking
now.
Out the orders.
I thought I'd try this. It's the ultimate ISO quiz that knew I'd.
Fine, fire away. Watch me score.
All
100%.
Right, I'll start with an easy one.
Mm,
here's
sure.
an easy one. Yep. Which Hollywood couple tested positive to the virus while down under? Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yes,
Ashton
that's
Kutcher,
right. I said that.
All right, Tom Hanks. Yep. Ding, correct. Yep. All right. Which female star recently celebrated her 50th birthday in isolation? Was it Sofia Vergara, Sandra Bullock, or Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey's got to be 75. You know, she's been putting it about since the late 50s. I would say it is Sandra Bullock.
No, it's Mariah Carey.
It's Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Did you know she was on the same boat as me in the Caribbean?
Oh, we know. Yes, we do.
She was on it before. Told us. The lady Sharon Gales.
We know.
The boat.
We know. Don't speak of it. Don't mention it. We know.
Don't mention Mystique.
We don't.
Wow.
Which popular US sitcom reunion special has been postponed due to corona? Right. The Nanny, Friends, or Everybody Loves Raymond?
The Nanny. Friends.
No, the Friends. Nanny went to air.
Oh,
it's Friends.
Wait, sorry, was that an impersonation of the Nanny? Or did you just have a meltdown on air?
Yikes, that sounded terrible.
Quick, give me a hard one. They're too easy.
All right. Yeah. Which Aussie star tested positive three times for coronavirus? Oh, yeah.
The big guy, Dickie Wilkins.
Richard Wilkins. All right. You're doing too well at this. Come back. When we come back, I've got a little more BS.
All right. Kennedy boy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, ask me some more questions from your stupid ISO quiz.
Really? You want some new idea?
Go harder because I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
All right. Which celebrity wedding has had to be postponed because of COVID-19? Is it Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost, Emma Stone and Dave McKay, or Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams?
Well, they're not celebrities.
Yes, they are.
They're not. It is Scarlett Johansson. Thank you.
No, Emma Stone and Dave McKay.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Right. What about Bindi Irwin? Is that going ahead?
She already had her wedding.
They divorced. She's getting married.
No, they did not. She's very happy. All right, one more question.
Yeah.
Who has claimed that they're learning a new language during self-isolation? Is it Margot Robbie, Keith Urban, or Harry Styles?
Toadie. Toadie from...
It's out of those three.
Harry Styles, I know that.
Yes. Thank what you. Language is he learning? Do you know?
Yep, Nepalese. What?
No, Italian and sign language.
Oh, really? Well, of course he would.
Overachiever.
So worthy. Good for him. Yeah. Great. That's cool.
Take three years off.
Can I tell you, I would like you to be very respectful tomorrow because we're speaking with someone who is the queen of Australian television, and that is a big call for me to say.
Who's that?
She's beautiful. She's blonde. She's a bombshell. She's funny.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Sonia Kruger.
Sonia Kruger? Well, I'm a huge fan. She's coming to Seven, my alma mater.
She's coming to Seven with Big Brother, and we're going to chat with her tomorrow, and I can't wait.
They might be on before us, you know, the front bar, which is back this week, please, if you don't mind.
Good
Thursday
Lord.
Night this week, lots to talk about. So I wonder if they're going to sneak on ahead of us. We'll do a bit of a double banger.
Well, I would say, why don't you talk to someone in progress?
Good on her.
Talk to your bosses, this week on Kennedy Malloy, don't forget, you call through, we put you in the draw for this Tempur mattress.
This is the greatest giveaway in radio history.
Dave,
it's
what's
unbelievable.
It's a mattress you sleep on every night.
Like no other. And it sort of adapts to your body as well. So
and when you're playing, when you're making love to your partner, is there any music?
Oh, my God. Let's go out on it.
That's Tempur tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.